Please tell us your name and age.
My name is Pam Denton, and my age is 62. All right. Turned 62 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in, the first county was Wilson County in Black Creek. That was where I originally was from.
Did you grow up on a farm?
Yes.
Do you remember any specific crops?
Oh, yes. We had tobacco. Our tobacco was our main crop. We had cucumbers and other things, but tobacco was our main crop.
Did you ever have to, like, hang the tobacco up to dry and all that?
Oh, absolutely. I did the whole process.
Wow.
I did the hanging. I did the cropping. I had four brothers, and I had to work just like they did, so I did all of it.
All right. Since you mentioned you had four brothers, did you have any other siblings besides them?
No.
Okay.
That was it. Only four brothers.
All right. What do you remember about being sick or having a family member becoming sick?
I was talking with my brother who's older than I am, and I don't remember a lot of sicknesses because we were pretty healthy as children. I mean, we had the normal things like cold and sore throat, things like that, but as far as major sicknesses, we didn't have a lot of those. I remember my younger brother had appendicitis right after birth, not too long. He was just a young child, maybe 5 or 6 years old, had appendicitis, so I do remember that.
Did he have to have surgery for it?
Yes, he did.
Alrighty. Did he get the surgery at maybe a hospital?
Yes, at Wilson Memorial. It was called Wilson Memorial at the time.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Well, where did you receive medical treatment, if ever needed?
We had a family doctor in Pilot. His name was Dr. Durwood Stallings. And I was anemic as a child, so I had to do regular visits with him because I had anemia, so he had to recommend things for me to do, like iron pills and things like that. So that was my family doctor when I grew up.
Was there anything in particular he maybe recommended you to eat for that, like iron-rich meats, maybe?
Yeah,
red meat milk?
Yes, but I don't remember any of I remember I took pills. But I don't remember anything as far as any certain diet or anything that I had to eat.
Okay. What medicines do you remember that were used in your household?
As a child, we had typical things like I was trying to think of some of the things that my mother gave us turpentine and sugar for sore throats. And, you know, the Vicks that she rubbed on your chest and had to put warm cloths over it. I remember those things, that we did those things. I remember one time I had measles, and to cause the itching to be less, she would rub warm milk on me to keep the itching from being so bad. So I do remember those things. Other than being anemic, I was pretty healthy, so I don't remember a whole lot of, I do remember that when we got scratches and cuts, my father would put balsam myrrh on us. That was a medicine they used on horses, but he got some, and that's what he put on us, and it would burn like, you know, it was awful, but that would be the first thing he would put on us is balsam myrrh, and when he would put it on us, it would heal within a day or two. It worked wonderful for cuts and scrapes and things like that.
So you would say it was worth the burn?
Yes, if you could get past the burn and get to the relief, it would be really good.
Okay. Do you remember any special home remedies that maybe your parents like made themselves that wasn't just maybe medicine?
Yeah. Like I said, the turpentine and sugar was used for sore throat. And I think they may still do this today for a wasp sting, because we, being in tobacco with, you know, the blossoms on the tobacco plant,
yeah,
you would get stung by bees pretty often, or wasps. So she would do the baking soda and then pour the vinegar over and it would begin to foam. And then she would pat the sting with that and it would take the sting out. Or I can remember my daddy smoked. And so actually you could take the ashes from the cigarette and she would put those on us too to kind of take away the sting from the wasp sting and the bee sting. I remember those things.
Okay. Did you have any illnesses for which there are no vaccines? Because you did mention you were pretty healthy. So did you ever have anything like chicken pox maybe at one point?
I don't remember chicken pox, but I do remember the measles. Mm-hmm. And I think we had to take a vaccination back then, but I don't believe that I had taken that. We took polio vaccinations. They were given in school at that time, polio vaccinations. And seems like we took diphtheria and I believe we got vaccinations for TB, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not sure about those things because that was a long time ago. So I don't remember some of those things vividly. So, but my brother, he said he and my other brother did take polio vaccinations in school. They were given in school at that time and required in school at that time. So they did take those.
Okay. What medical advancement or medical technical discovery has had the greatest impact on you or maybe someone you know?
Gosh, I'm not sure. You know, they're just coming out with so many new and different things. I know that, you know, I've had regular mammograms. And, you know, the equipment that they use now is so much better than what they used to have. Matter of fact, my last mammogram, I did a 3D mammogram, which is really so much more advanced, and they can see so much better now with that. I don't really know. You know, with the MRIs and things like that now, and ultrasounds, used to, they had to rely on x-rays, but now they can be so much more precise with the things that they have now. So I guess those would be some of the things that I would say now that are just so much better than what they used to be.
Alrighty. When you had one or either of your children, did you have to have a C-section or anything like that?
No, I did not. And with both of my children, I gave natural birth. I had no medicine or anything.
Wow.
And for one thing, I suffered at home with my labor pains, so I would not have to go to the hospital. For the last one that I had, I was trying to beat the clock because you know, after 12 o'clock, you would have to pay $500, and I was trying to beat the clock. So I got there at 10 to 12, like 10 minutes, but she came within about 20 minutes. They told me I waited at the very last minute. So with both of my children, I got to the hospital was not able to take any kind of epidural or anything like that. I just had natural birth with both of them. I went through all the pain myself, not anything.
Wow. Yeah. Was there something available, or were you just...
No, there was something available. It's just, you know, like I said, I went through all my labor pains at home. I waited until the very last when I knew that I was dilated pretty much and that I could just have the baby within just a short time.
All righty. Well, we appreciate you coming and telling us all this and your story. And
yes.
Hope you have a good day and all.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.